Alice looked around and saw a cat sitting near the cook. It was smiling from ear to ear. "Why is the cat smiling like that?" Alice asked the Duchess. "It's a Cheshire cat, and that's why," said the Duchess. "I didn't know that Cheshire cats always smiled. In fact, I don't know any that do."
"You don't know much," said the Duchess, "and that's a fact."
Suddenly, the cook took a pot of soup off the fire and began throwing everything she could reach at the Duchess and the baby. The saucepans and the dishes were all flying through the air and hitting the Duchess. The only person who seemed to care was the baby, who was crying loudly. "Please stop that," cried Alice. "If everybody minded their own business," said the Duchess in an angry voice, "the world would go round much faster than it does."
"But that would be terrible," said Alice, trying to show off some of her knowledge. "Think of how it would change our day and night. You see, the earth takes 24 hours to run round on its axis."
"Speaking of axes, chop off her head," cried the Duchess. Alice nervously looked at the cook to see if she would listen to the Duchess's order, but she was stirring the soup. "Here, you may nurse a bit if you'd like," said the Duchess to Alice, throwing the baby to her. "I must go and get ready to play croquet with the Queen," and she hurried out of the room. Alice caught the baby and decided it would be a good idea to take it with her, as this house was not a safe environment for a baby. The baby snorted like a pig, and she looked down and noticed that its nose was turned up. "This baby looks like a pig," thought Alice, as she walked through the woods carrying it. It continued to snort, and so she set the little creature down, and it quietly ran into the wood. "If it had grown up," she said to herself, "it would make a very ugly child, but it makes a rather handsome pig, I think." Her thoughts were interrupted when she noticed the Cheshire Cat sitting in a tree nearby. It smiled when it saw Alice.